Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th segment in Halachos and Ideas of the Pesach Seder. We really have completed our run-through of Halachos, so I'd like to spend the next four segments just reflecting on some common themes at the Pesach Seder. Probably the most central theme at the Seder is Maschilin Bignus, Umesaimim Bishvach. This is an idea expressed in the Mishnah and Psachim, and what it means is that we begin with the difficulty of the slavery experience in Egypt, and we end off with the praise of the freedom from Egypt. And one could certainly ask the question, why is it important to call the matzah at the beginning of the Seder the Lachma Anya, the poor man's bread? Why is it important to reflect on the different aspects of the slavery in Egypt? And if you remember in the middle of Maggid, the different lessons from the Psukim about how bad life was in Egypt. That's not why we're here. That's not why we're celebrating at the Seder. The reason we're celebrating is because we were freed. Let's just cut to the chase. Why focus on negative aspects at the Seder? It's interesting. I always like to think that that's really the question in Manishtana. There are four questions posed in Manishtana, and if you take a step back for a moment, you'll realize that one could argue two of the things being pointed out in Manishtana are unique because they represent freedom, and two of the things pointed out in Manishtana are unique because they represent slavery. We talk about the fact that we eat maror. That clearly represents slavery. We talk about the fact that we're leaning. That clearly represents freedom. We talk about the fact that we're dipping twice. The idea of dipping seems to be eating in a more elegant way. That would seem to represent freedom. And the fact that instead of eating chametz, we're eating matzah, one could certainly make the argument that the eating of the matzah referred to in the Seder, at least in part of the Seder, as the poor man's bread, would represent slavery. So one could argue that the real central question in the Manishtana, besides four specific questions, is which one is it? Is it a night where we focus on the slavery experience, or is it a night where we focus on the freedom experience? Take your pick. Why both? And to that, the answer is, in the Seder itself, in the Haggadah, the answer is, Avadim hayinu lefarah b'mitzrayim, we were slaves to power in Egypt, Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu misham b'yad chazakah v'zuhanu tuyah, and God took us out. So we're saying it's both. We were in terrible slavery, and therefore we need to do the things like the maror and the poor man's bread, and God took us out, and therefore we need to do the things like leaning and dipping. And that's the point. But why is it so important for the Seder? Why do we really need to begin with the difficult part? And I think the answer to that is also reflected in that paragraph of Avadim Hayinu. Because the answer to the child is not, they were slaves in Egypt. The answer to the child is, we were slaves in Egypt. The purpose of the Seder experience is to relive the Exodus, not just talk about it. Therefore, there's no way we can emotionally connect to the tremendous kindness of God's freeing the Jewish people if we don't also emotionally connect to the terrible, terrible distress and difficulty of the slavery. And that's what we're telling the child. We have to plug into it. We have to plug in to all of it. One could argue that this point of connecting to previous generations' experience is also reflected in the famous section of the Four Sons. There's a very famous question. The Chacham, the wise son, asks, what are all of these laws which our God commanded you? The Rasha, the wicked son, asks, what is this work for you? And in the Haggadah, we jump all over the wicked son. Oh, he said for you, it's for you and not for him. He's not interested. So the famous question is, the wise son also asks, what are these laws which God commanded you? He doesn't say which God commanded us. And one answer given, many answers are given, but one answer is that the fact that the Chacham, the wise son, refers to Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, our God. The fact that he refers to the Eidos, the Chukim, the Mishpatim, very different specific terms for laws, those show buy-in. What he means by saying Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, that Hashem, our God, commanded you, is that he understands that his connection to the Torah and the mitzvos is through the previous generation. And that's part of the beauty of the wise son. That's incumbent upon us at the Seder, A, to connect to previous generations, but B, to emotionally connect to that tremendous exodus from Egypt. And the only way we can do that is if we relive the terrible difficulties. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.